Question. The Bhagavad Gita says that whatever we think of, we remember, and remember at the time of death, that is what we attain. Then the demons who are killed by Krishna, how exactly do they attain the Supreme Lord? Because they do not have affection for the Supreme Lord. Answer. Srila Baladev Vidya Bhushan, in his commentary on the Vedanta Sutra called the Govinda Bhashya, analyzes this. And he explains that the Lord's killing of the demons is different from the killing of anybody by anybody else. Normally, when one human being or any one lion or tiger, or one living being kills another living being, they destroy only the subtle, gross body of that living being. Whereas, when Krishna kills a person, at that time he destroys not only the gross body, but also the subtle body. And because Krishna destroys the subtle body, therefore...
Welcome to HI Text to Speech Read.
Sorry for the interruption. The soul becomes pure thereafter. The soul, in the sense, is always pure. Soul is always Satchitananda. But if the soul is behaving in a demoniac way, that is because of that conditioning present in the subtle body. So when the chakra or whichever weapon of the Lord is there, being used to kill the demon, destroys the gross body of the demon, it doesn't stop over there, it destroys the subtle body also. And when the subtle body is destroyed, along with that, all the conditionings, all the aversion, all the envy, all the demoniac mentality that is there, situated in the subtle body, also gets destroyed. And then the soul, who is now pure, gets a glimpse of the Lord. And actually the soul has always a natural affection for Krishna. And because the soul at the moment of death beholds Krishna with affection, that's how the soul becomes liberated at the moment when being killed by Krishna. So it is true that whatever we think of, we attain. At the same time, we also need to recognize that when the Lord kills, there are some special circumstances. So generally speaking, the demons, even when they are being killed on battlefield, they are generally thinking of wealth or sensual enjoyment or things like that, which they want to acquire through the fighting. And they may even be thinking about those things prominently while fighting with the Lord. But when they are actually killed by the Lord, all those attachments are destroyed by Him. And then when they behold the Lord as souls, the soul has a natural attraction towards Krishna. And that's how they become purified. And depending on the kind of attitude they have, they will get liberation either by going to the spiritual world, in the sense of the spiritual planets, which is rare. And generally it is that they go to the Brahma Jyoti. Why Brahma Jyoti? Because although there is affection for the Lord, that is natural for the soul, still they have not yet revived their active propensity to serve Krishna. So only in a few exceptional circumstances, like I have described it, certain demons like Putana, who desired to serve Krishna, although her intention was overall inimical to kill Krishna, but still she was acting as if she was serving Krishna by offering him her breast milk. So because she had that desire to serve, which was also of course there in a previous life, she was the sister of Bali Maharaj, and when she had seen Vamanadeva, she had felt maternal feelings towards Vamanadeva. So that intent to serve from a previous life, coupled with the action of service, though it was not intentional in this life, led her to an eternal position in the spiritual world, where she would be able to serve Krishna in a similar way, eternally. So, if there is not the desire to serve Krishna, then one may not go back to the spiritual world directly, but one may go into the Brahma Jyoti and get some kind of Sayujya Mukti. So, either way, because the subtle body is the condition, is the storehouse of the conditioning, the demoniac mentality, because that is destroyed by the Lord, that is why the soul becomes cleansed by the killing of the Lord and becomes liberated. Thank you.